Welcome to the second music meeting. With me now is Gavin Dahl, KDNK station manager.
Thanks for putting this together.
And Cody Lee, the assistant music director here at KDNK.
Hello, everyone.
We had a lot of fun last time, and I've been looking forward to doing the next one. So glad we're sitting down and doing this.
What are you bringing to the table today, Gavin?
All right, so we got brand new music out of Denver. Ross Ryan, a.k.a. Stay Loose. He's an electronic music producer. It's the most pop, most accessible, most guilty pleasure music he's made yet. He's been not necessarily what I would normally play.
Really? Why?
I think of myself as sort of more anti-pop, but this stuff just, it keeps getting stuck in my head. And he's been working with some kind of young up-and-coming vocalists for his new album. A couple of female vocalists who have been kind of catching my ear are Brave and Maddie, M-A-D-I. But we got to listen to one of the best grooves on the record featuring a very young vocalist. His name is Mascalo. This is Dragons by Stay Loose.
Locked up, rainy day. The weather here too late is my stay. Inside a room where strangers pass on through. The stories that I see prolong its misery. This room has life unseen. In constant company. And it rains all the day, every day, in the same place. Stories in the bedroom, places tone, another name, not a change, no. And it rains all the day, every day, do the same place. Stories in the bedroom, places tone, another name, no, no, this ain't change, no. All the day, every day, be the same place. Stories, the bedroom, places tone, another name, not a change, no. And it rains all the day, every day, be the same place. Stories, the bedroom, places tone, another name, no, this ain't change, no.
I'll probably leave today. That lonely room away. It's got a broken mindset, cause it's been through hell. Locked up, the demons reign. The weather here delays my stay. Inside a room, everything that comes is doomed.
And it rains all the day, every day, the same place. Stories, the bedroom, places tone, another name. Not a change, no. And it rains all the day, every day, the same place. Stories, the bedroom, places tone, another name, no, this ain't changed, no. Same place, stories, the bedroom, places tone, another name, not a change, no. And it rains all the day, every day, in the same place, stories, the bedroom, places tone, another name, no, this ain't change, no.
Stay Loose, out of Denver, with the song Dragons featuring Mascalo.
I like the soulful vocals there. In the beginning, especially.
Stay Loose is abbreviated STELOUSE.
Yeah, when I first came out, I was DJing on KGNU, and I thought he was French. And I had no idea that it was pronounced Stay Loose. So when I used to DJ in Boulder and Denver, I would be like, Stolouse.
I thought it was St. Laos.
Yeah. Right. And,
I know, it looks like Stay Laos.
Right. Well, and so, you know, he's kind of grew up touring in rock bands, and so his live set is very musical. There's instrument, you know, live drummer, keys, bass, and live, you know, live vocals. And so it's not, he's not just, you know, a DJ in front of a laptop, which is, I think, one of the common complaints about electronic music, particularly in the live setting. But, you know, it's, he, there's so many subgenres in electronic music. I think I would call this new album future bass. So it's sort of a lot, really synth, you know, a lot of synth stuff, has kind of druggy, stonery flourishes, but then really it kind of follows the popular, you know, EDM bass music genre a little bit more closely than what I usually listen to. And it's just, these songs just keep getting hooked in my head.
So how does this Stay Loose album compare to his previous work?
So I would say his earlier stuff, where I really fell in love with him as an artist, was kind of more what they call trap, you know, like a real kind of hip hop influenced and very kind of grimy. And his new stuff, you said kind of soulful vocals. He just sort of opened up his palette, and it's a lot more, I don't know, poppy. It's just, and I don't, like I said, I don't really go for the poppy stuff that much. He's done a bunch of remixes he's done a few like official remixes for big name artists, and then he's done tons of unofficial ones. So that's one of the other fun things, is kind of learning about him. A lot of people have learned about him through other artists they like, that he, you know, redid the beats on something and kind of, you know, got found out that way. And then I just think his new album has these really fun kind of summer jams. I know DJ Ridiculous said he keeps, it's not normally the kind of thing he would play either, but he just keeps playing songs off the record, because it, especially in the summer when you're kind of feeling like you're in a groove.
Huh. You know, I think that's a sign of some talent if it captures people that wouldn't normally play it or be drawn to it.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine either of you guys playing him on your shows, though.
I did.
You did?
Really?
Yeah. One.
It's a little poppy for my flavor, but right. I would play it at late night for sure.
Yeah, nice.
And he's a Colorado artist.
Yeah. And I'm hoping we can get him up to the Valley for a gig. He's done a few things in Denver. That's where I first heard about him. And then his vocalist, Mascalo, he's got like screaming, adoring fans. Like you almost feel like you're like a teenager with the Beatles, you know, like the British Invasion type thing. Like the people are going crazy for Mascalo. He's we'll see what happens with him. He seems like he's just like a teenage skateboarder who somehow has a little bit of wisdom with the ladies.
Oh. Okay. This is not exactly a new album that I'm bringing to the table today. It came out in February, but I still can't get enough of it. I was listening to it this morning and just in complete awe. It's still my favorite album of 2017 so far. And this is Jessica Hoop on Sub Pop Records. Her album's called Memories Are Now. I was just reading about her that she grew up Mormon and singing hymns with her family in four-part harmony, and then kind of broke away from that at the age of 14. And I've said she spent a lot of time kind of on the land, like living in yurts in Northern California and Wyoming, or in a renovated chicken shack. And I thought that was kind of a cool story, but she was doing like an outdoor ed sort of thing with kids in Arizona. And she was discovered by Tom Waits. I guess she was nannying for Tom Waits' children for a few years in LA. So at the age of 20, I guess, Tom Waits hooked her up with a producer in LA, and she started making music there. This is her fifth studio album, and I just think it's so complex and rich, and I love her songwriting. So I want to start off with, I think it's the third track, Animal Kingdom Chaotic.
Says no, ooh, you know you wanna take back control. know. Ooh, you know you ought to wanna take back control. Take back control. Take back control. Take back control. Human power, tap our rise and draw. Take back control.
We could play like three more songs from that, but that that showcases a little bit of what this album is about. I think
that digital effect at the end was kind of cool.
That like
sounded like a robot. So that song was about robots.
Yeah, it sounds like I think we live in pretty weird times, and we're probably wondering what it is to be human anymore.
I couldn't help but think of the Terminator story, you know, the idea of the machines that get too intelligent and then take over humankind. Yeah. She's talking about drones, and the computer says no. That's spooky. It's a spooky world she's describing.
Yeah, there was a line that said, robots are the new exotic animal kingdom chaotic. I like that.
That's what that song was called, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and you mentioned the Tom Waits connection. I never made that
leap
in my mind. And I heard this album, you know, and played it. But once you said that, I suddenly thought, oh, she could be like the next Tom Waits maybe or something, you know?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Tom Waits. There's actually a quote from him that sounds like Tom Waits, but he said he compared her to like a four-sided coin. She's an old soul like a black pearl, a good witch or a red moon. Her music is like going swimming in a lake at night.
Nice. Wow.
That's a big compliment.
That's like the best blurb ever, isn't it? Pretty much. Holy cow. That's really cool. That's an interesting career track. From learning to sing in a Mormon church to Tom Waits' night to indie folk rock icon.
Yeah, right.
Where'd she go after this? Like president of the U.S.?
I'm excited to see what else she has in store. I was reading that last year's album with Sam Beam. You know, that was notable to me. I remember liking the album, but it was a little folkier in that kind of Sam Beam, Iron and Wine kind of way. And it said that that was kind of a breakout for her to reach out to more audience. So, yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not normally drawn to that, but it's complex music. It's not just chords and a blazing cloud of dust.
Yes.
You know, it's
lots of cello, violin kind of string work, which I really appreciate.
Huh. Jessica Hoop. Sub Pop? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
She's in that Sub Pop field.
And the Sub Pop is wild, too. You
it
know?
Is.
They have some, like Shabazz Palaces was on Sub Pop. That's so different.
Yeah.
The new Jessica Hoop is Memories Are Now.
Cool. Well, I'm bringing to the table a London musical collective called the Heliocentrics. Excuse me. And I first became aware of the Heliocentrics in 2009 when they did an album called Inspiration Information with Mulatu Astatke, who's an Ethiopian jazz player and a giant in jazz, in the
legend.
Worldwide jazz scene. And they backed him on this album called Inspiration Information. And there are at least 6 songs out of 12 that I still play all the time.
What year did that come out?
2009.
Okay, that's when I was new around here, so I remember that album.
Yeah. And they just did this release. It's called something about masks. What is it? A World of Masks. But that's right on the heels of another one, which they recently completed, which is a soundtrack album to a new documentary called The Sunshine Makers, about LSD.
Cool.
And their music is very trancy.
Yes.
It's really cool. This one is from the brand new. It's called A World of Masks. Here is The Uncertainty Principle from the Heliocentrics. Thank you. Road trip music. A long straightaway, the windows are rolled down, and you've got the heliocentrics turned up on the stereo. I'm proud to be an American.
I don't think I'd be sober enough to drive if I was rocking out to that album.
That was super hot. Oops. It's coming back.
It's a flashback. It's flashback kind of music, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Soundtrack to your recent flashback.
Very psychedelic, groovy.
Yeah. I watched a really cool video. It's on, let's see, hold on a minute, thevinylfactory.com. And it's a two-minute video of the maestro of the heliocentrics. His name is Malcolm Caddo. He's the drummer and the producer. And he's giving a tour of his basement studio. And it's all analog. There's nothing digital anywhere in sight. So lots of toggles and meters and dials and knobs, but nothing digital.
I love that, actually. And I noticed that at the very beginning of the song, it sounded to me like they were just turning up the distortion on just a guitar, like.
I like it because, well, I like that. I'm a sucker for that trancey stuff, but mm-hmm. it's in a jazz context.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not in an EDM context.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
So the uncertainty principle is apparently one of the most famous ideas in physics.
Heisenberg.
Right, the Heisenberg uncertainty.
Is that
principle.
The name of the song?
Uh-huh.
Quantum mechanics. So it kind of makes you feel like there's some impossible to for us to comprehend depths
yeah.
in the
yeah,
music.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's
right.
like spider
like
webs.
It's vibrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like in two places at the same time.
Just like the universe.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the heliocentrics. Gotta love them.
They must be pretty smart dudes.
You know, and I went to their Bandcamp page and sampled some of that Sunshine Makers original soundtrack, and it's really cool, too. All really short, though. They're all 2 minutes and 3 minutes. But
Well, maybe we'll have to have a screening of the Sunshine Makers when it comes out
at yeah.
KD&K.
Yeah. Is acid a thing nowadays?
Not at KD&K.
I think it still is a thing.
I think people on the street now refer to it as L. Hey, man, want some L? And
I'm like, what the L?
No, thanks.
What the L?
Well, I'm a much bigger fan of the heliocentrics now, so thanks, Luke.
Yeah, they're cool. I can't wait to hear what they come up with next. And that concludes the second music meeting. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks.